little thumping bass music. You talk about a lot of things if you hear this music. You talk about the weather, you talk about the president, but we're going to talk about the site, what's going on at npr.org/Bryant Park. Our curator of the site, our web editor, is Laura Conway. She's right here.
Morning,
hey,
Laura.
How
Morning.
Are you?
I'm good. We're having lots of talking going on there. We opened a thread yesterday on the blog about whether there was sexism in Hillary Clinton's campaign. Whether sexism affected Hillary Clinton's campaign, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting to me. A lot of people really went in the direction of, did sexism cause Hillary Clinton to lose the race, yes or no?
Right.
Other people sort of looked at it and said, aside from whether it might or might not have caused her to lose the race, was it present? Was it a presence in the race? One person, Mark, writes in and he says, I'm an African-American man, and I must confess that I wasn't aware of the expansiveness or impact of sexism, because honestly, part of the problem is that prejudice in its subtle forms can be easily missed by people it's not aimed at.
I think that this is based on the discussion that we had the day before with the writer Rebecca Traister from Salon. The best way to frame the argument is to say, we all acknowledge she didn't lose because of sexism. It wasn't just because of sexism.
I say most people acknowledge. There are people who would say she did.
Yeah. Right.
But most people.
But once you say that, once you say acknowledge that, because
for the sake of argument,
so many people get caught up in that. Once you acknowledge that, then you can have the deeper discussion, which is obviously what's going on our blog site.
Yeah, did it actually?
It was a good reasoned discussion, not a lot of name calling.
Well, it's a hot one. It's definitely a hot one. We also are still having fun with the gas thread. That what are you giving up to afford a national average gas price of $4? And people are, you know, taking to their bikes and dealing with showing up sweaty at work, which I do most days. I just got to read this thing that just came in from this guy, Nathan in Holland, who's a frequent flyer on the blog. And if this won't make you want to go to Holland, he says that he got a job in Holland that was closer to his home so that he could ride his bike. And he says, life is much better. Gas is $1.69 a liter. That's $10.61 a gallon, folks, in Holland. He says he was losing around $1,000 a month. He got a new job. My new job pays just as much, and it feels like I got a 15% raise. So what did I do? Works 4 days a week.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's so Dutch.
The rest of us are just dying
so
over the gas price.
That's so Dutch of him.
This
to
guy,
ride
he's
a bike
just, he rides a bike and he works 4 days a week. I don't know.
Enough money to take off.
I think I ride a bike already.
The Dutch.
Yeah, I'm going to start in on 4 days a week. That's my new program.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with that. Let me know how you do it.
You will see how I do it.
And you can follow us online at npr.org/Bryant Park and twitter.com/BPP.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.